Parshas Toldos underscores the conflict of Yaakov and Esav vayisrotzutzu habanim bekirbo, a conflict that begins even before birth and something which unfortunately spans the generations. In Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah describes the confrontation of Yaakov and Esav, and all of a sudden Esav comes, he embraces, he kisses Yaakov. And in that context, Rashi quotes the Midrash, Valoscha Yin Aleph, the Midrash Tanchum in Shmos Chav Zayin, that Halachihi Biyadua She'esav Sone Liyakov. This is an important message that one is obligated, no doubt, to internalize. The Midrash uses the term of Halachihi, and also a concept of Biyadua. I would suggest that someone can be aware of something based on two different points of view. Number one is a mesorah, halachahi. The Nesiv writes in his beer to the Sifri, halacha means mi gemire. That is a davar makubo. That is a mesorah, a tradition that we have. The adur would suggest is a basis of knowledge, and that is something which we know is baduk, umanusa, it's empirically tested. It's something that we can point to throughout the generations. And Chazal is telling us that Esav Sone Yaakov is true on both fronts. Number one, recognize that this is a mesorah that we have. And number two, this is something that, yes, empirically we've experienced is something which is baduk umanusa. It's fascinating. What exactly is the reference? The reference of Esav Sone Yaakov. If you look in the Tshuvas of Igros Moshe, Moshe writes explicitly, Mechoshe Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Zayin. This is also found in Tzitz Eliezer, Yud Gimel Yud Beis. But Moshe writes explicitly, it's not only true of Esav. Esav simply signifies our relationship with the Umos Olam. The Tshuva that Moshe is writing addresses the British government. And in that context, Moshe writes, you should be aware that Esav Sone Yaakov. It could mean that there's certain moments that we don't always sense that. Even in the context of the Midrash, in and of itself, when Esav kisses Yaakov, you know, Rashi writes that that was done, after all, b'chol libo, that Rashi writes was indeed sincere, but recognize that that was true for the moment, but holistically, Esav Sone Yaakov. And the Beis Halevi in the very beginning of Parshas Vayishlach discusses at great length, what exactly is the fear? Beis Halevi writes, it was two fronts. Hatzileni na miyad achi, miyad Esav, because sometimes Umos Olam confront us in such a belligerent way, in such an absolutely obvious anti-Semitic fashion, that, you know, our guard is up, we recognize the challenge, we're forced to defend ourselves, and no doubt that is a significant threat. But Beis Halevi writes, the more subtle threat is something that is even more significant. When the Umos Olam approach us, not with the belligerence of anti-Semitism, but Hatzileni na miyad achi. Imagine Esav comes and he preaches brotherhood. Our guard is down. Nisa v'nilecha v'elcha l'negdecha, when the suggestion is that we walk together. That, the Beis Halevi writes, is indeed the real fear. And one has to be conscious of that. One has to address the Umos Olam in both ways. To recognize that, you know, that when we're faced with an environment that we're confronting today, we recognize, we see that halachihi, biyadua, Esav Sone Yaakov. And a person has to be willing, no doubt, to appropriately respond. But you know what? It's also a challenge in different times when we feel overly comfortable among the Umos Olam. And that is considered to be a significant challenge as well. As Beis Halevi writes, that was the real fear of Yaakov. The climate that we sense today is something I think is frightening, almost unprecedented in the past several decades. And that is the blatant, overt anti-Semitism that is being clearly directed toward us. The comments against Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Eretz Yisrael, it's something we have to absolutely recognize, and it's something that no doubt we have to respond to. I'm very, very gratified that Baruch Hashem, that the Talmidei HaYeshiva have responded. About 220 of you have made reservations to be on the bus and the rally tomorrow. That's something that I very, very much appreciate. they're doing so not simply because the Manahu mentioned, yes, the Rosh Hashiva was machri, it's appropriate. That's very important. But I want you to feel clearly, clearly, that it's the appropriate thing to do at this particular time. It's true, not all yeshivas are participating. That certainly is the case. You know, this past Shabbos in my shul, I think it was an out Shabbos of many of the other yeshivas. So I had a shul that was full of B'nai Yeshiva. And I said to them, you know what, if your Rosh Hashiva tells you not to go, you don't go. You listen to Rosh Hashiva. But I want you to engage in a good conversation with your Rosh Hashiva. Simply the following. I see what you're not doing. You're not coming. I get that. But what are you doing? What are you doing? What is each yeshiva doing differently now that we've experienced this? How different has the Ruach HaYeshiva been the last month as opposed to how it's been in the past? And if the answer is you know, yeah, this month, you know, as we take off our tefillin and we say a kapitul tilim, you know, as meaningful as it is, that's not enough. That's not enough. Every bintel, every yeshiva has to ask that simply, what is it that we're doing differently? You know, if the answer is that unlike the past, I've never missed a Seder, and I've never missed a davening, and I'm using my time as I never did before, that's incredible. That's something which is inspirational. That's something that is aspirational, that everyone should aspire to that. It means that you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us, Shamati v'lakafti musar, and Avodas Hashem has to change. But you all have to ask yourself that very simple question, that what am I individually? What are we collectively doing differently as Yeshiva, because we're faced with an absolute esara? And the answer cannot be, no, it's not that I never missed a Seder, I never missed a Dav, I never missed a video about Eretz Yisrael, I never missed a podcast, I've been so engaged in the news. That's not our avoda. That's not our avoda. Our avoda is Esek Batorah, and Dikduk and Fila, and Gemilus Chasodeh, and to see to it that Avodah Hashem is something that is absolutely, absolutely paramount. And that's how you should see this opportunity. We're going to be able to show the government, the entire world, that yes, that we have Eretz Yisrael's back, we recognize the Esara, and we feel that it's important to be able to be there with our heads up, standing very tall and proud. If other yeshivas aren't there, that's fine. But don't be ashamed that you're there. You know, if your chaver should say, you went, the answer is absolutely, absolutely. We think it's the right thing. It's the right thing to do. And if you don't, that's absolutely fine. But what are you doing? What are you doing for Knesset Yisrael in this very, very difficult, difficult time? So it's an opportunity for us. But you cannot just simply roll out of bed and show up on the bus. Everyone has to be here for Shacharis. It's at an early hour. It's before 6 o'clock. It is Rosh Chodesh, but even if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, you have to be here. You cannot start your day of Avodas Hashem without davening with us Bitzibur. And if it's hard for you to do so, you know what? To get up at that hour is somewhat hard to do. I have a wonderful, serious Eitza. Stay up all night and learn. Learn through the night in the Beis Medrash. Learn through another Beis Medrash. You'll learn, you'll daven, and you'll have a few hours on a bus to be able to sleep, and you'll be able to be there, and before you know it, you'll be at the rally. No, you can do it. You can do it. No, if you really are concerned, you know, you have that El Al flight that leaves Tel Aviv at 8:30 in the morning. So you know what you do? You have to be in the airport at 5:30. So you know what? Not only are you there, but you know what? You make sure that you're not going to be late. You're going to be there. And you know, if you don't sleep and you learn through the night, gevaldik. No, that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. I want you to see yourself as that is the positioning in terms of Avodas Hashem. This is what absolutely we must do. We're not there for the Chavaya. We're there because we feel that, you know, that our presence speaks volumes. It's something which is critical, and it justifies the fact that the Beis Medrash is not going to be full tomorrow. But that justification means that, you know, we're not there to mingle. We're there to be B'nai Torah. We're going to be on the bus and hear Shiurim in Divrei Hisorus, and even a Kumsitz as well, to be able to make the Ruach as inspirational as it possibly can. And then, you know what the real challenge is what happens now beginning Wednesday. The rally is done, and we're back in the Beis Medrash, but with the same mindset. We've already been there, we've done that, and now we move on. You have to ask yourself, that what more can I do in order to ensure that my share is done in terms of that small step toward beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yeshua's and the Chamos. That is what the mission is. It's not so convenient to go to Washington, but you know what? A redirection of Avodas Hashem is much more necessary, and that's even harder. So use this as a stepping stone. We'll be there. We'll be mishtatev as yeshiva very, very proudly. You know, this is who we are. This is what, with pride, this is what we stand for. We stand for this type of absolute hishtadlus. We're going to be there with all of Arabeim, surrounded by the Charvei Yeshiva, the Kolel, the Beis Medrash, something which is powerful. But then the real challenge is the next step. And that's what I'm telling you, that tomorrow morning Shachris, absolutely. And you know, starting Wednesday, a new seriousness of every moment that we have to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The times are difficult, they're difficult ones. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. But you know what? We have the koach of tefillah, the koach of esek b'torah, to be able to change this reality. We'll do so be'ezras Hashem tomorrow by our march, by our presence. And then the work has to continue, because recognize that for us, Esav son Yaakov is something that we realize. We'll furish in the tshuva of Moshe. It's enduring, it's encompassing, it's nisayon, but for us, it's opportunity to be able to demonstrate with incredible pride who we are, what we're made of, what our DNA is, and the capacity that we have to be able to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Karov, to bring about incredible, incredible Yeshua's Benachamas.